Nolte, Ellen DeGeneres pushes back against orchestrated, misogynistic campaign to destroy her reputation. By John Nolte on May 13, 2021. Let me say up front that after carefully following this story, I came out of it believing that what happened to Ellen DeGeneres is every bit as obscene and unfair as what's happened to Woody Allen. Even if every allegation was true, and I don't believe it was, my attitude was so what? Grow up, cupcake. The world, most especially the world of showbiz, is a tough place. There are crybabies and crybullies, and DeGeneres was targeted, for whatever reason, by crybullies as well as the woke Nazis in the entertainment media who enable and embolden them. Just like Woody Allen, who wasn't even charged with a crime. A campaign of personal destruction that should have been laughed off the planet has been successfully waged, and the result is a black mark on an otherwise spotless, decades-long career. So now that DeGeneres has announced her 19-year-old daytime talk show will end next year, she is pushing back, as she did Thursday morning on the far-left Today show. DeGeneres has claimed she's ending the show because it's no longer a creative challenge. Here's what she said when asked by far-left activist Savannah Guthrie if the decision to quit was really over the toxic workplace complaints. If it was why I was quitting, I would have not come back this year. I really did think about not coming back because it was devastating. I am a kind person. I am a person who likes to make people happy. I just kept saying to my wife, Portia, if I was a fan of somebody and even if I love them, I would think there must be some truth to it, because it's not stopping. Right on the heels of that, I read in the press that there's a toxic work environment, which I had no idea, never saw anything that would even point to that. I really didn't understand it. I still don't understand it. It was too orchestrated, she added when asked if she felt canceled. It was too coordinated, she said. People get picked on, but for 4 months straight, for me, and then for me to read in the press about a toxic work environment, when all I've ever heard from every guest that comes on the show is what a happy atmosphere this is and what a happy place this is. I don't know how I could have known when there's 255 employees here and there are a lot of different buildings, unless I literally stay here until the last person goes home at night, she continued. It is my name on the show, so clearly it affects me and I have to be the one to stand up and say, this can't be tolerated. But I do wish somebody would have come to me and said, hey, something's going on that you should know about. DeGeneres then said she believes the attacks were based on the fact she's a woman. How can I be an example of strength and perseverance and power if I give up and run away? She explained. And so, it really is one of the reasons I came back. And also, I have to say if nobody else is saying it, it was really interesting because I'm a woman, and it did feel very misogynistic. You know, it would have been nice for the utterly useless Savannah Guthrie to ask DeGeneres to explain the misogynistic comment, but because Guthrie's useless, she didn't. The thing about talk shows is this. Unless you're a Johnny Carson, they are cotton candy, mist, fog. There's no legacy you leave behind. They are forgotten, primarily because they ever become reruns. Unlike movies and scripted TV shows, no one ever watches them again. Mike Douglas, Merv Griffin, Dina Shore, Regis, and Kathy Lee. Jay Leno, Arsenio Hall, Jon Stewart, Conan O'Brien, even David Letterman. Over time they become footnotes. So all Ellen has, or had, was her reputation as a genuinely nice human being who furthered the cause for gay acceptance, and now that's been marred forever by crybullies and rumor and cowards who joined the mob. I'm no Ellen fanboy, far from it. I despise her politics. It's just that I despise the mob a whole lot more. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.